Okay. Today is Daf Pei, 80th Daf of Sefer Basra. And we're on Daf Pei on the top. What? No, not even halfway done.
It's actually 79th.
79th, right, starts on the base. We're not even halfway, we're still not halfway done. Can you imagine not halfway done? Wow. The last three prakim of Sefer Basra is like a whole different Masechta anyway. But, stick it there. Hamoch ha-lokeach peros shovach mechavero. If somebody buys the peros of a shovach, the fruits of a shovach. What is the fruits of a shovach? The right to the chicks. The right to the birds. Right? And everybody asks, yeah, but it's a darash lobal olam. So the simplest answer is this Mishnah goes like a mayor. It's not Mishnah's a mayor. Rebbeinu says you can't part. Says, if you don't hold like a mayor, the Rishonim have a whole, stand on their head to get this to fit in with the Shita, or that normally you can't purchase something shalom b'la olam. Why here it's different? But let's just assume it's like a mayor that you can. It's the simplest way. The Mishnah says what it says anyway. Now, you're buying the offspring of birds. What does that mean? So, the Mishnah continues, mafriach brecha rishona. The first offspring you have to leave for the mother. Okay? The Rashbam explains that every season, the mother, every month, 11 out of 12 months, he says not Adar, I don't know why, 11 out of 12 months, the mother will give birth to two kids, a boy and a girl. And then, after 2 months, that girl will have kids. So that you can imagine how exponentially it goes on and on and on over the course of a year. The Mishnah here says, Halokeach peros shovach mechavero, if you buy the right to offspring of a certain shovach, mafriach brecha rishono, the first offspring you have to leave for the owner. You can't, that's not part of the sale. That belongs to the seller. Why? Let's look at the Rashbam. Kigon, shemasalo benisan, in Nisan, you walk over to him and you tell him, "Mochali peros chanazu, mashioldu b'chol chodesh." Sell me. I want to buy from you the offspring that'll happen every month. Why? Aval ihimos lo kona. The mother you're not kona. The derech hayonim lasos shnei vlados b'chol chodesh. This is the derech of yonim. They have two birds every month. Zachru nekeva. Chodesh b'chodesh adar. Na chodesh adar she'ein yoldin. They don't mate that. They don't mate an adar. So out of 12 months, you can have 11. Vehenu vlados gamheim lesof beis chadashim osim vlados. Those vlados, after 2 months, are old enough to have their own vlados. V'chal chodesh, every month. V'chal shnei vlados korin brecha. Every two vlados is called a brecha, a pair. So you have to leave over the mother pair. You have to leave over the first pair. Why? So the Gemara is going to say, because the mother, if you don't leave over the first pair for the mother to be comfortable with her offspring, she'll leave. So basically, it's included in the sale. It's included in every sale that the first two offspring are not included in the sale. In other words, it's a built-in condition of every sale that the first two are not included. Okay.
An interesting fact, though, male and female every month.
I don't know if his science is accurate. We'll look at the next one. The next one says, "Peros kiveres." What about the offspring of a beehive? So here, we're not talking about the honey. We're talking about the bees. The honey, we'll get to in a minute. We're talking about the bees. So, peros kiveres, the offspring of a beehive, notel gimel nechilim, you take three swarms, umisareth, and then you do something that there shouldn't be any more offspring. Like saras, to do siras. It's not real, it's not allowed to do that. It's to do that. This is to make that an animal can't have children, or even a person. So this is to do that. But you're not really doing that. You'll see the Gemara will explain it. It'll make a lot of sense. First of all, some hold it's not even, someone in the Gemara is going to say it's not even what it means. It's not even what it means. What is this, three swarms? What's going on here? So look at the Rashbam of Notel Gimel Nechilim. Gimel Chaburos Hanoldos Rishona Begimel Zmanim. Okay, gimel chaburos, three pairs, three chevres, three swarms. Hanoldos, that are born, rishona, right away, the first three. Begimel zmanim, three different times. Mites yamim o yud yamim zeh achar zeh. Every 10 or 11 days, one after another. Shekin derech hakivaros, This is the way the bihas work, says the Rashbam, living in France in the 1200s, 1100s. Let me tell you how bihas are made. Let me tell you. Right? You think he didn't know? Let me tell you what he did. Let me tell you. Shekenderech ha-kiveres betchilas yemos ha-kayitz, in the beginning of the summer, yotzim min ha-kiveres nechil shel dvorim, a swarm leaves the hive, yoldos, sheyoldu ha-yemos, that the queen bee gave birth to them, v'yoshven al-anaf ha-ilon, and they sit on the branch of a tree, umevi kiveres chadash, and there they make their own, they make a new one, they make a new hive over there. U'machnisin l'tocha, they go in, v'chein l'sof tes o yud yamim, every 9 or 10 days. Yotzei nechil shel dvorim, another swarm leaves the original hive to go nest somewhere else. Umevi kiveres acheres rekanes umachnisin l'zocha, and they start their own. V'chein ashlishi v'korin lo tirtzel. Okay, and the third one's called a tirtzel. V'yesha osin adzayin v'ches pa'amav malchiz yavim. In Greece, this happened 7 or 8 times. This will go on for 7 or 8 times. U'b'malchiz zu, here in France, I noticed, says Rashbam, ruban osin gilpam. It's only 3 times. After that, I guess it peters out. Vashlishi geru mikulan. The third one is the weakest of all. The bees are the weakest of the bees. The achman gerua. They get progressively worse. They get. Hilkach. Therefore, die begilin the chil mishalim sheim chashuvim. Therefore, we only get the first three. Because after that, already they're really lousy. First of all, the Rashbam says and hit when he lived, he didn't even see that they were even more. Swarms, and even if there were, they were really lousy, so that's not part of the sale. Okay, make sense?
You have to keep track of these
bees? Yes, that's their profession, they keep track. Yeah. Right? They keep track. Right? You walk into a hardware store, and you need some crazy, much you'll know, you walk into a hardware store with a nail, a screw, you never saw before. Right? You have it in one of your pipes, and you walk into the hardware store, he knows exactly where it is. Exactly. He pulls it, turns around. There's 1,000 boxes. He knows exactly which boxes. You tell him, when was the last time somebody asked him? Ask him, when was the last time somebody bought this particular screw? He'll say, I don't know, 3 years ago. He'll know exactly where it is. Why? That's his profession. So these guys, no, it's bullshit. It's your profession, you know. You know it pulled. They knew. What? The question is, what is our profession? That's the. I'm sorry, what did you say?
I'm saying he knew exactly how.
Yeah, the Rashbam himself knew. Rashbam was not a beekeeper. Maybe he was. Maybe he made a little income. I don't know. Rashi was a wine merchant. Not a wine merchant, a wine grower. I don't know. Maybe Rashbam did this for a living. I don't know. But he knew it.
He must have been
nationally beekeeper. Yeah. Chalos dvash. What about honeycombs? Now you're buying the honey. Right? So, meniach beis chalos. You have to leave over. The Gemara will go into this more and more. You have to leave over 2 honeycombs. Why? So you didn't buy the beehive itself. You just bought the rights to the honey. So you have to. It's just like the bees. You have to leave over for the owner, for the seller, to be able to continue this in the future. So the way you do that is by leaving over two combs of honey. Zeisim lakutz. If you're buying olive trees to use for firewood, miniach shtei grafios. You have to leave over 2 branches. Again, why? Because the seller needs to be able to continue the business. So you leave over 2, he can continue the business. Okay? Now, this is the only hard part of the daf today. The next 3 lines. So we said that what? That if you buy the doves, you have to leave over the first pair. V'otanya, but we have a braisa that says, Brecha Rishona Vishnia. The first 2 pairs. You have to leave over the first 2 pairs. So how do we answer that, Stira? We said the first pair, the Mishnah says. Now this braisa says the first 2 pairs. So, Amar of Kahana. Rav Kahana says, Lo Kasha. It's not a Kasha. Ha! The braisa that says, you have to leave over 2 pairs, is law. Is from the perspective of the daughter B. Ha! The Mishnah that said,
The owner, I'm sorry.
It's from the perspective of the daughter Yona. Ha! The Mishnah that says, you only have to leave over the first pair, is Li'ima. It's from the perspective of the mother. What does that mean? That means all the mother needs is a daughter. If the mother has a daughter there, she will be okay to stay, and she'll stay. If she doesn't have the daughter sold to you, then the mother doesn't have a daughter, she's going to leave. And we don't want her to leave, because that's part of the sale. If she's going to go, this is going to happen for 12 months. When the Braisa said that the first two pairs have to remain behind, that's from the perspective of the daughter. Why? The daughter gets her mother, the mother stays, right? Am I reading this right? And her daughter also stays. Why? Which means the granddaughter. Right? Why? What? It's the first of each. But the Rashbam points out, this doesn't go on forever. It's only the first two. I guess once the months go by, there's more birds in there, they're not mapping. The birds are not mapping. It's only the first two.
Seems like it's starting at the Dovkor.
Exactly. Starting out. So our mission is only one pair. Why? Because we're focusing on the mother. The mother needs a daughter there. If the daughter's not there, it's all over. The middle, the bride says you need two pairs. Why? The daughter has her mother and her daughter. And then after that, another month will go by, there'll be more Yonas born than anybody, nobody's makbid. There's enough there. Okay? Now the Gemara, the obvious question is, what's the difference? Right? Maishna, Ima, why by the mother? Dimitstavsa abrate, that she attaches to her daughter, the Azuga, and to her husband. The husband is like not in factor here, I don't know why. But she attaches to her husband, the key is the daughter, that she needs the daughter there. Dishavkin anlay, or she'll leave, right? Dishavkin anlay, or she'll leave, is that what it means? Yeah. Right. Ihinami, here too. The Titstavsa Aima, the Azuga. The daughter will attach to her mate and to her mother. Dishavkinanla, and therefore, otherwise they'll leave. So how come our Mishnah? So how come the daughter is treated differently than the mother? Right. So I'm not sure of the answer now. So the Gemara answers: Ima abrata mistasa. The mother must have the daughter there. But brata ima lo mistasa. But the daughter doesn't need the mother. The daughter doesn't need the mother. The daughter only needs her daughter. The mother needs the daughter. So that's why the Mishnah only mentions one. The Mishnah only mentions one because only the mother needs a daughter. The daughter needs her daughter. The daughter doesn't need the mother. The mother needs the daughter. It's a one-way relationship.
Jonas.
Now we didn't mention mother-in-laws. We didn't mention mother-in-laws. We only mentioned mothers. So Jonah. So the daughter doesn't need the mother. So when you're looking at it from an objectively, you must have the Bryce correct. You must have three generations. Each one needs the one below. The mother needs a daughter, the daughter needs a granddaughter. The Braisa was focusing on the whole big picture. The big picture is the first two have to stay. Why? Because the mother needs a daughter, the daughter needs the mother. I'm only focusing on the mother. The mother only needs a daughter. The daughter needs the mother back? No. She doesn't. She needs her daughter. So they're both correct. The question is what you're focusing on. Okay? Right. Yeah. That's interesting. Right. Right. The males are not even mentioned. You're right. It's interesting. Okay. Should we do that Rashbam inside? We don't have to do that inside, right? Okay. We could if you want. Okay. Interesting. The word mitzvasa, right? The word mitzvasa means to attach. That's the root of the word mitzvah. The root of the word mitzvah, what's the word mitzvah mean? Some say it means tzivui. What? That's what most people think. Also has another meaning. It means to attach yourself. That's what a mitzvah does. It attaches yourself to Hashem. It's the word right here, mitzvasa. Same word. Right? The bird attaches itself to its mother. Okay. It's a side point. On a daf like today, nobody minds these kinds of side points. Nobody minds them. Yeah, that chart, the article has such a chart to make it so complicated. What are they doing? Make it so complicated. Okay. Peros, kiveres, notel, gimel, nechil, and umasares. Now, the peros, I looked at that, and I said, you know what? It's easier without that. The response is easier than that. Okay, next. The Mishnah said that peros, kiveres, if you buy the offspring of a beehive, no talgil and the chil and umasares. You get three swarms, and then you do sirus. You prevent it from having any more children. Now you're not allowed to do that, really. So the Gemara says, but my Masarsan, what do you do? How do you stop bees from having children? How do you stop that? So, Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Bechardol, you feed them mustard. You feed them mustard. What's going on? So, the science was that once the bees would start producing honey, they would no longer mate. That's how they were. Even if it was the mating season, they wouldn't mate. Once they started the honey process, they would not mate. Therefore, says the Gemara, feed them mustard. Mustard's very bitter. Then, the chardal is not a magic. You feed the mustard, it becomes sterile. No, that's not what it is. Ella mitoch shepi and chad. Since their mouths now are very, very sharp because they tasted mustard. Choseres vaochel says dushanin. They're going to go now and make the honey because their mouths they're very, very uncomfortable. So they're going to go make the sweet honey. Once they start making the sweet honey, by virtue of that, they're not going to mate anymore. And you've stopped the mating. That's what you've done. You've effectively stopped the mating. Why are you stopping the mating? Because as the Rashbam said, anyway, it's garua. You didn't buy the rights for eternity. The seller has the right to do this again next year, so it stops. That's one shot. Rabbi Yochanan Amar? No, it doesn't mean that you do this. No, a whole nother pshat. No tel shlosh nechilin besirus. You take three swarms alternatively. You take the first, the third, and the fifth. Why? As the Rashbam said, they get progressively worse. So leave the owner the second and the fourth. In other words, it's a way that the owner doesn't get the junk of the junk. So you do it alternatively. So you're getting three, but the owner is also not getting the fourth, which is the worst of all. He gets the second and the fourth. You get the first, third, and the fifth. And the Masnisa Tana, in a Mishnah, in a Brisa, we're going to say something even different. But it's a similar idea. No tel gimel nechalim, bezeach hazeh, you take the first three. Now, mikan ve'eleich, after that, no tel achaz u'manich achaz. Then you take one, you leave one. Take one, so the first three you get. After the first three, then it's alternatively.
Yeah, so the sterilizing of that, do you have to do it, or something that recommend? Like,
no, so if it's
that part of the deal?
Yeah, it's part of the deal.
Who has to do that?
The buyer, yeah, the buyer.
Well, they
just do that. I don't care. So then maybe he could have a claim. Because you only...
keep going and then they won't produce the honey.
The buyer is not doing this. The beekeeper.
If you don't do that, what's going to happen? What's the consequence of not doing this?
The consequence of not doing this is more swarms will be created than... No. More will be created than is intended part of the plan.
And so what?
And so therefore you buy more than you should. So I'm selling you one apple tree. You're coming with your truck. You're going to harvest two apple trees. What do you mean? We had a deal for one apple tree. So we had a deal that after a certain number of swarms, it's going to stop.
Yeah, but he's asking if you're able to get out of that one apple tree, an apple tree and a half worth of produce, what's the downside?
So
obviously there is a downside. The downside is it's a weak quality.
Right.
And it won't produce honey, because they'll keep mating.
It could be. That could be pshat. The Rashbam might even say that. He might even say that. That if they keep on mating, they're not going to produce honey. Because once they get in the groove, they don't stop. And all the way around, once they do honey, they're not going to mate. So it's a balance.
So it's an
eight.
I think
the Rashbam says. It's all practical.
It doesn't do practical.
Here, look at the Rashbam of Umasares. It's the third Rashbam in the lines of wide. See it?
Yeah.
Klomar. Mikan ve'elech. Once you have three, yigrom lahem hamocher, the seller, you're right, Mati, the seller causes them, sheyistarsu me'elehem, that they shouldn't have any more children on their own. V'lo yasu od peiros, they shouldn't have any more offspring. Kedei, sheyuhu terudin v'oskin lasos dvash. Oh, because if they're going to keep on mating, the seller didn't sell the honey. The seller stole the honey hive. How's he going to, so they got to stop mating. So you do this and make them stop mating. Once they're doing honey, they're not going to mate. The dvash belongs to the seller. He didn't sell the honey. All he sold were the bees. The science is, once all the swarms are done, then the bees start making honey. They kill them. They empty it out. I don't know what that means. So you're right. So that's what's going on. I am in the honey business. I'll sell you some bees, no problem. After three swarms, I'm stopping it. I got to make honey for myself. That again, it's built in. It's part of the deal. Okay, next. Chalos Dvash, Minyach Shte Chalos. If you sell a honeycomb, you have to leave over two combs. I don't know exactly, I never saw a honeycomb, so I'm not sure what goes on there. But for whatever reason, you're leaving over two honeycombs. Why? Again, the seller, it's built in that the seller has the opportunity to continue producing honey, but you leave over two honeycombs to give him the chance to go for the future. I understand, but I guess if you deplete it, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know you think. So I'm not sure of the science.
The hive,
but you're leaving over two honeycombs.
What's the...
I don't know. I don't know the metzias, so I can't tell you. But just the halacha is to leave over two honeycombs, and we're going to go for the whole tangent now about honey. Rav Kahana says asks the following statement. The whole dot on the page is going to be questioning Rav Kahana's statement. The statement is as follows: Dvash b'kiveres, the honey inside a comb, any yotzim b'dei Michael olam. It never loses its status as food. It's always considered food. L'gabi what? L'gabi hilchas tuma. Okay, it's food. Honey is considered food. Alma, what do you see? Lo boy machshava. It doesn't require machshava. The halacha is, if you're you're a shoemaker, you're making a kli. When is it considered a finished kli? When you finish, right? What if it's like 95% finished, and you say, you know what, I am a machshava, it's finished. The halacha is, it's considered a gemar kli right now. Once it's a kli, then, so it says Rav Kahana, none of this applies by honey. Oh, machshava. Well, is it an apple? Is it not an apple? No, it's an apple. Is it honey? It's honey. It's honey. It's food, and therefore there's no issues of machshava. Right. Now, that's the halacha. Okay, does it get that? That's what Rav Kahana said, and the whole doctrine is going to be questioning Rav Kahana. Meisei, wait a minute. We have a brisa that says vash b'kiveres, honey inside a comb. Eino lo ocha v'lo mashke. It's not food, it's not drink. What is it? We're going to see in a minute what it is. But it's not food or drink. We're going to have two answers to where to explain this braisa. Abaya and Rava. Abaya, Omar Abaya. Abaya says, lo tzricha el osun shtei chalos. Says Abaya. You're right. The outer two combs are, that's what this braisa is talking about. Really, Rav Kahana is correct. Honey has a din of food, but not the outer two. Not the outer two. The outer two, chalos, which is what the bees really eat, that are the ones that the bees really work on. That, nobody touches that. The bees really, really make that dirty and they work on it. That, nobody touches. That, nobody sells, nobody eats it, that's considered lo ocha v'lo mashka. The rest of the honey, Rav Kahana is 100% correct. That's a biased answer. Okay?
Well, that's why
it's
leaving over two now, to sustain the
beehive. Right. Yeah. It's exactly his point. One second. Look at the second to last line of the Rashbam. Shtei chalos. Sheminichim limos hakasham leparnasas devorim. That's exactly the two you leave over in the winter for the parnasa, to create more. Uporsh tosefta shtei chalos chitzonos. It's the two outer ones. Rava Amar. Rava says, no, a whole different shot. Rava says, Rebbe Elezer, this braisa is the shita of Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer is a Tana. He's going to hold that honey is the din of karka. Therefore, it's not food, it's not drink, it's karka. Look at the Rashba on the bottom line. Mishum, the stam devash, lo mashmali shtei chalos. Rava has a good kasha on the bottom. It said that devash is not food or honey, or drink. It says, oh, there's only the outer two. It says, Rava, it's not what the Brisa said. The Brisa says, honey. It says Rashba, mishum, the stam devash, lo mashmali shtei chalos, el kol devash shal kiveres. It means all the honey inside. Hilgach, nicha lila Rava tveil ut miki yichida. Rava would rather learn this Brisa like a daf yachid, then explain it like Abaya. Okay. Bitnan, because we learned in the Mishnah, we had this a few weeks ago actually, this Mishnah. Kiveres devorim, a beehive. Rebeleza omer harehu kikarka. It's like karka. Beehives are like the din of karka. The kohos finale a prosbul, you can use it to write a prosbul. Dei makabelas tuma, bimkoma. It will not be makabel tuma. Land is not makabel tuma. If somebody removes honey from a honeycomb on Shabbos, you chayev chatos. It's koter. That's all Rebbe Elazar. Chum omrim no. Ain kosman alav prosbul. Absolutely not. Why? It's not karka. The ain. You can't write prosbul on lemonade. That's what honey is. It's lemonade, right? It's a drink. It's food. You can't write a prosbul on that. The ain a kakarka. Ain a kakarka. It's not like karka. But kabelas tumim koma. It can be makabel tuma, like food. Potter, you take honey out of a bit of a Shabbos, you're not chayiv. Maybe the Rabbana, maybe. Not the Daraisa. Amar Belezer, my timer. Why do we even hold? Why my timer? Why do I hold this way? So he says, because my timer is the Belezer. Dixiv, because it says by Yonason, by the Shaul's son in Shmuel, the Yid will also be Yaris Devash. He dipped his hand into the Yaris Devash. Why is honey called a forest? Right? Why is that? El Omalach, to tell you, my yara told us you made a b'shavas chayiv chatos. Just like if you chop down a tree in the forest on Shabbos, you're going to be chayiv chatos. After vash, harodim you made a b'shavas chayiv chatos. You're going to be chayiv chatos. What do you see? They're very similar. Therefore, says Rabbi Eliezer, why on earth would the navi call dvash yara's dvash? It must be in teach me the halacha that they're very similar, and therefore dvash has din of karka. That's a das yachid. That's what he holds, and that's how Rava explains that brisa. Yeah, but how do you make tolish? It's already broken off. So let's say you have a bowl of grapes on the table. You let it pick a grape off. Why? Not tolish. According to you, it's tolish. So then you get. I don't know if that's tolish. There's no purpose in that. A grape you could eat. Right. So there is a sheet to that. If you take a fish out of water, it's kosher also. There is a sheet that says that. Yeah. A loose branch. So what do you do? It's, first of all, it's a book, so I mean, all the other issues. But is it halachically considered kosher? I don't think so. I don't know. I could be wrong, but I don't think so. I mean, you're certainly allowed to take a grape off a stem sitting on your living room table, right? Dining room table. For sure you're allowed to do that. Okay. Meisvei. Wait a minute. Another brisa. Brisa says, Dvash hazav mikivarto. Honey that flows out of the hive. Ain't a low ocha, low mashke. It's not food, it's not drink. Now, how are we going to answer this? How are we going to explain it? Rav Kahana said it's always food. This price says nothing. Right? Now, Bishlom al Abaya Nicha, according to Abaya, we could explain and say we're talking about the outer two. Right? El Rava, Kasha. But according to Rava, it's a big Kasha. What's the Kasha? What's the Kasha? Right? According to Rava, he said that we're talking about Rabbi Eliezer, right? What's the kasha here? The kasha is, according to Rava, Rava said that the vash is always karka.
It's always karka when it's in.
Right, exactly his point. When it's falling out, it's karka. What if it wants to land? But it's not going to be karka anymore. Well, now, what happens is now the machshava kick in. All right, when am I turning this honey into food? But this bride says it's not food. So the Gemara says, Amar v'zvid, kigon shazav agave klimos. No, it fell into something disgusting, which means you're never going to make it into food. Why? Because it's disgusting. It fell into some dirty cup. Not going to make that into food. Similar answer. Kigon shadava gabi kaskasin. It fell onto splinters. You can't gather that up. You can't eat that. Again, similar idea. It becomes not into food. Meisvei. Another kasha. Dvash bikivarto. A brisa says honey in a beehive. Ain a lo ocha velo mashke. It's not food. It's not drink. Chishev alav la'achila. If you thought to yourself to make it into food, then matame tumas ochlin. And then it becomes tamei. Lamashkin, if you made it into drink, matame tumas mashkin, it becomes drink. Bishlam al abaya nicha. According to abaya, again, it makes sense. Why? We're talking about the outer two combs. El Rava kasha. Rava said that it's always karka contrary to Eliezer. How are you going to explain this, Brisa? Amalcha Rava, tiritachi. No, it's really the opposite. Chishev al lachila, if you thought it's food, ain't a matame tumas ochlin. It's not food. Mashkin, ain't a matame tumas mashkin. It's not going to become drink. That's the opposite way of what we said. Okay?
Oh,
he has different gears. Exactly. Different gears, though. Tanya kibbutzid Rav Kahana. Nevertheless, we have a brisa that supports Rav Kahana because it says Dvash b'kivarto, honey in its hive. Matami tumas ochlin shalom machshava. It will become tuma food even without machshava. Why? Always food. Always food. That's how we end it off. The inner part's always food. Okay. Next, the last thing was zaytim lakutz meniach shtei grafios. Yeah, I hope to finish this, but we might not. Tana Rabbanan. The rabbis learned, Halokech ilim mechaveru lakutz. If I buy a tree from you, I buy a tree from you for firewood. So magbir b'nekarka tefach, we go over to the tree, we leave a tefach of space, a tefach of trunk, then v'kotzeitz. Then I can chop it down. Why? Because if I leave a tefach, it'll grow back. Besula shikma, if it's a virgin sycamore tree, gimel tvachim. I have to leave three tvachim. Sadana shikma, if it's a sycamore tree that already has been cut once, beis tvachim. You have to leave over two tvachim. Bekanim with reeds, ubegafanim or vines, menapakat vilamaila, from the first knot in the tree and above. Bedikalim ubarazim with dekels and eretz trees, chofer umasharish, you can even dig the root, lefisha ein gizon machlif. Because the trunk won't make it grow back. Once you cut, it's over. It's it. Now the Gemara says, "Basula shikma gimel tvachim beinan." By a basula shikma, you need three tvachim. Vermini. Well, as the Akasha, it says, "And coats the basula shikma b'shvias." You're not allowed to chop down a sycamore tree during Shemitah. Why? Because chopping it down helps it regrow. You're not allowed to help things regrow in Shemitah. You're not allowed to do that. But they shehi avoda. That's considered avoda. Rabbi Huda Omer kidarko usher. If you're going to do it the normal way of sycamore tree, that's usher. But if you leave 10 tvachim, then you cut it after 10 tvachim. Oh, go me'ama aretz, or you uproot the roots from the ground itself, then it's mutter. So the Gemara says, me'ama aretz hu dekashi, so only in the roots it's no good. That you're not allowed to do. Ha'idach, malila. But if it's more than that, you're allowed to. And our Mishnah said 3 tvachim. So the Gemara says, Amar Abaya. Abaya says, no. Gimel tvachim, alila. 3 tvachim helps it regrow. Me'ima ared vadi kashila, taking it right off the ground ruins it. Mikan ve'elech, after that lo makshila kashila v'lav aluyim alila. It doesn't ruin it. It doesn't help it. There's a good chart actually in the art scroll going through all the stages. You have the ground, then you have under 3 tvachim, 3 to 10, and over 10. So gavi shviyis, when it comes to shmita avdin and midi devadi kashila, we have to be the most machmer. Shmita deraisa, we got to be the most machmer. Kainakachomemkar avdin and midi devadi malila. We do something. You leave over an amount that'll help the seller to make it regrow. Now ubedikalim ba'arazim chofer umasharish. When it comes to those types of trees, you can even take off the roots. Why? Because the branch, the trunk will not grow back. So the Gemara says the en gizal machlif won't grow back. For darshav chiyabar lulunai ma'idichsev. It says in the Tehillim, Tadakatam yifrach keres valvon and yitzke. In nemar tamar loman nemar erez. Why is the Tadak called a tamar and an erez? In nemar erez loman nemar tamar. Why is he both? Right. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Ilu nemar eres, if it would only would have said eres. Vol nemar tamar, I wouldn't have said tamar. Yisi omar, I would have said ma eres ainos a peiros, outside of ainos a peiros. Just like an eres doesn't have any, what's an eres?
A cedar
doesn't have any fruits, so too tzaddikim don't have any fruits. Lekach nemar tamar. Vim nemar tamar, vol nemar eres, that only said a date tree and not a cedar tree. Yisi omar would have said ma tamar ain gizel machlif, outside of ain gizel machlif. Just like a date tree doesn't regrow, so too tzaddikim don't leave over offspring. Lekach nemar eretz. Therefore, it says eretz. So, what do you see? What do you see? That it's not true. They do grow back. El hachamay eskina b'shar mini eretz. I'm talking about different cedar trees. Kidirarav aravuna, damarav aravuna, army beirav, yud minim eretz. There are 10 different types of cedar trees. Shenemar, like it says, etem amidbar eretz shita vadas ve'eit shemen ishim. Okay, eretz arza is a translation for me. Eretz a cedar tree. Shita turnisa, pine. Hadas asa, myrtle. That's a datum. Eight, shemen aparsima, balsam, barosh, brati, cypress, tidar, shaga, teak, v'ash, v'tishar, v'tashor, shervina. Shervina. Hani zayin havit, that's 10. No, kiyasa ravdini, omar, hosifalin, elonim, almonim, almogim. Elonim is butni, chestnut.
No?
Elm. Who? Almogim is bluti. What's bluti?
Oak.
And almogim is kisisa. That's kisisa.
Coral.
Ikadi amri. Arugim, armugim, almugim. Arunim is aray. What's aray?
Laurel trees.
Laurel trees. Armonim is gluby.
Chestnuts.
And almugim is kisisa. Is a coral. Okay? We've done?
Not the coral
under the ocean. Not that kind of coral. Not the coral of a symphony either, right? Different kind of coral. Okay. Everybody have a very good day. You were here yesterday? No. Okay. We're on Ayin. Today's topic is of Ayin Tes. We're on Ayin Ches Lamed Beis. We'll start like. It's like four or five lines after the Gemara starts. It's all I got. It'll take 2 minutes, but it's good stuff. And we'll start from Amar of Shmuel Bar Nachman, Amar of Yochanan. Mai Dichsiv. Since we spoke about the word Siach, which meant a baby donkey, right? So now the Gemara is going to go give a drasha, an agadic interpretation of a pasuk that mentions the word Siach. Where it says, Mai Dichsiv, what does it mean? Al kin yomer ha-moshlim. The moshlim is a play on the words. Moshlim means someone who tells mushals. It also means a ruler. That Hamoshlim, the Moshlim, Elo Hamoshlim beYitzram, those are the ones that control their own Yeter. Bo Cheshbon, come to Cheshbon. Cheshbon literally is the name of a place. But the Gemara is going to darsh in Bo Venachshav Cheshbon Shel Olam. Let's think of the Cheshbon of the Olam, the Cheshbon of the world. Hafsid Mitzvah Keneged Tzchara, the loss of a Mitzvah against its reward. The Tzchara Veira Keneged Hafsedah.